Hello out there, and welcome to IMPACT, the official podcast of Drexel University School of Education's Education Doctorate Program. I'm Dr. Deanna Hill, here with my podcasting partner, Dr. Stephanie Smith-Budai, and we're pleased to have Dr. Natasha Brown join us today on IMPACT. Dr. Brown is Director of Staff Development in the Office of Human Resources for the City of Philadelphia. She also teaches in the EDD program at Roman University and the Master's program at Pierce College. Dr. Brown has a long history in higher education, having served in administrative positions at the likes of LaSalle University, Penn, and Thomas Jefferson. We're very excited to have Dr. Brown as a guest today to learn about the impact that the Drexel EDD has had on her leadership and scholarship. So, Dr. Brown, tell us about what you've been up to professionally since you graduated with your EDD in Educational Leadership and Management from Drexel.
Okay, so thank you for this wonderful invitation to the podcast. I'm very excited to share my educational and occupational experiences with you. I graduated in 2014. I was the second cohort of the EDD program. So since I was working at the time as an education coordinator for Thomas Jefferson University, I continued in that position for 3 years. But what I did was I utilized my degree to work as an adjunct professor. I had worked at Roman University in their doctorate program in educational leadership. And then I had transitioned to University of Pennsylvania, Perelman School of Medicine. And I worked for them as the associate director overseeing the Office of Master's program. And when I left University of Pennsylvania, I went on to LaSalle University and I worked for them as the assistant director of operations. I was the dean's right-hand person for their largest school of the School of Arts and Sciences. And I began to work at Pierce College as the adjunct professor in 2018. And I worked in a master's program overseeing organizational leadership and management courses. And now I'm working at the City of Philadelphia, the Office of Human Resources. I'm the director of staff development. And my job entails creating upskill training programs for our current employees. And we have 30,000 employees here in over 40 departments and 900 different job categories. So that's what I had been doing to utilize my EDD degree since 2014.
That's great. It's a high utilization rate for sure. You've been very busy since completing your EDD, and we're happy to hear about all those things. So as you are aware, the Drexel EDD in Educational Leadership and Management is designed to prepare scholarly practitioners to identify and address problems of practice in their professional context. So what made the Drexel EDD appealing to you? And then what were you looking for in a doctoral program when you decided on Drexel?
So as I mentioned, the EDD program really aligns with my passion, which is higher education, organizational development and leadership, and human resource development. And what attracted me to the program that I saw that they had a track for human resource development. And so being as though I have my master's in organizational development and leadership, from PCOM, Philadelphia College of Orthopathic and Medicine, I always was looking forward to pursue that track. And human resources is as good as it's going to get to be aligned with organizational development and leadership. So the bells was just ringing. I applied to various schools, but this one just had everything that I wished for and what I hoped for and where I wanted to see my career grow and prosper. And I thought that the EDD degree was a great program because it allows me to develop my expertise, my skills, my competencies in the areas that I just mentioned. Also, it allowed me to apply high-level leadership roles, which I achieved recently, and continue to update my credentials that could back me up by having a doctorate degree for a lot of the high positions that I pursued.
Excellent. Well, everyone always wants to know about the dissertation process in an EDD. So tell us a little bit about your dissertation in practice. How did you come to your problem of practice? What did you learn about it? And then what would you say has been the most significant impact of your dissertation?
Sure. So I'm going to explain this into a couple of stages because my dissertation really aligned with my passion. My dissertation was very different from a lot of my colleagues who so focused solely on the educational system. Being as though my track was human resource development, and I love helping people, and I love solving problems in organizations, my dissertation went on a different path, and being so my passion for education and training development. So I kind of like looked at those areas that I liked, and I designed a qualitative case study, which looked at diagnosing a rehabilitation unit at a hospital. I can't say the name because of the city now. And so therefore the hospital was undergoing changes from a traditional leadership to a collaborative leadership. So what I did, I looked at, and the title was Transforming Leadership in Hospitals by exploring leadership practices for success. So I looked at the things that was taking place in their everyday activities. How is it impacting employee engagement? How is it impacting patient satisfaction scores? How is it impacting the financial accountability, eliminating waste in the system, fully utilizing and allocating resources? And what is this doing to the employees as we're transitioning from traditional leadership to collaborative leadership so we can achieve the organizational success factors? So that's what my dissertation focused on. And one of the things that I was able to do, I was able to leave them with a strategic development plan that they can be able to utilize in order to help them as they was going through their times of transition from a new president, and they was rehabilitating their unit with a whole fully new design. And also they was getting adjusted to new faculty staff changes. And this made an impact on me because I was able to make like large amount of progress and change and helping them achieve their daily tasks and also be able to come up with plans to sustain in the future.
All right. Excellent. 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 We don't expect you to say the hospital, but I'm sure that the impact is there with the leadership and operations and everything. And it's just great to hear. All right, Dr. Brown, thank you so much. Your dissertation research has indeed been significant in so many areas. It's really incredible to hear about the impact of it all. So as you know, one of the Drexel differences is our focus on sustainable leadership. So that includes understanding how systems work and coming to understand how one's own worldviews, values, beliefs, and habits of mind influence one's leadership. So how did this impact the way that you see yourself within your own context? And your answer may be different too, because your research is about leadership practices within settings already. So
yeah. What are your thoughts, Matt? So as I mentioned, I consider myself to be a visionary because I'm always looking ahead in the future and trying to figure out how to survive and how to sustain either in my personal organizational aspects of life or for my organizations that I'm working for. And it just so happened that my favorite framework was systems thinking. I love Peter Senge to this day. And I always admire that framework because you always have to kind of look at what's happening around you in your organization and how it impacts, I say, like an ecosystem. And also your relationships and the patterns on things that's taking place, because something always has an impact and a trickles down in the system somewhere. So that's constantly in my framework of when I'm thinking about how to create change management plans, or how I'm even thinking about how to create an educational program that's going to sustain in the future and be everlasting, a competitive market to have a better advantage of how you're going to market it, how you're going to brand it. You're also always constantly looking ahead. And one of the things to have a sustainable future for myself, for my organization, you look at where you're at. You have to be reflective, and you also have to look at what's your strengths. What are your gaps? What do you need to work on? What are the opportunities that's out there that you can try to achieve? And what are your threats? What's your competition? And what are they doing? And you just use the SWOT analysis, what I just said and broke down, in order to create a sustainable future. It's always best, well, for now, what I'm doing with creating upskill training programs for our employees, because we know we was impacted from COVID. We have the baby boomers that's retiring, and we have people that's just looking for a different work-life balance, want to be able to work home more and instead of coming in the office. So we're losing employees, gaining employees, and this is something the city never seen, because people are normally knocking the doors down to get into the city. So we have to be very creative and look at ways how to sell our positions, how to sell our benefits, and how to attract people. And so therefore you use that by analyzing various things that's taking place, and you want to create programs and job positions that's going to be able to develop your employees for now and for the future, and be able to create educational programs that's going to be sustainable, that's going to really tap into their minds, that allow them to reach their highest potential, and that's going to be able to take them to the next level in their career, so they feel like you're invested in them and they're going to turn back around and invest in your organization and see that you're moving them places to enhance themselves, enhance their family, to give them a better way of life for living. And also we enhance our citizens of Philadelphia and make it a more productive for the greater good.
That's outstanding. And it really ties in nicely to the next question, especially as we're talking about diversity, equity, inclusion, belongingness. And of course, addressing these issues is the core of teaching and learning and scholarship in the EDD program. In fact, we just revised our EDD Keystone, you'll be happy to know, to make that commitment more explicit and visible. So tell us a little bit about your experience. How has the Drexel EDD and your dissertation. How has that impacted your ability to contribute to DEIBJ, et cetera? Like, how do you think about that in your role, and especially that relates to anti-racist practices in your current professional practice?
Absolutely. I got so excited about this question because diversity, equity, inclusion, belonging, and justice is a huge impact of my career and has been dedicated towards making changes in those areas. So I can begin by, as a student in a degree, from back then working at Thomas Jefferson University, we had a module. We teach 8 modules. One of our modules was culture and bias in medicine. And what we do for 270 first year medical students, we teach them how to be able to adjust to work with patients that come with otherness and differentness. And so I created a culture and diversity program that lasted sustained for 9 years. And although my program ended and I'm not there, my program is still taking place to this day. And that's wonderful. Not only do they learn classroom styles of learning through various lectures of how to work with the blind, how to work with the hard of hearing, how to work with people with disabilities. We also allow them to experience it outside of the classroom by attending 3 different events that'll take you outside of your comfort zone and write a reflection on how they impact you and change you from the time you entered Jefferson to where you are now, completing your end of your first year. And I was able to work with the students and we wrote a paper and got a paper published. So that was very wonderful based on it, the impact and feedback that came from the students. Also, I teach at Rowan University. I teach a course in diversity educational leadership. And this is important for educators to know how differences come into your teachings, your classroom, your styles of learning, and how you have to address that impact in order to make changes into our society through your teaching. Also at Pierce College, I teach courses in ethical leadership that help you look at social justice issues and how you make decisions that's going to impact yourself, your society, and your organizations. Some of the courses I wanted to mention is very important that I teach at Rowan University. It was called, and the names is kind of nifty, so I had to make a note of them, Current Issues in Higher Education, and also Public Policy, Ethics, and Contemporary Issues. Now, these topics and subjects that I taught was very intriguing, and it was allow us to educate our minds to find out what's going on, what are some of the problems and issues that we can attack and try to come up with problem-solving and strategies in order we can make changes. And we looked at different laws and policies and how you can advocate it on a higher level. So sometimes you have to be that voice for your community or be that voice for your students and take it outside and get laws impacted so that we can see the change we want to bring out. And also in my administrative roles and jobs, I do a lot of hiring and recruiting. So therefore I make sure that I'm eliminating biases when I'm selecting applicants, designing questions, and we're offering them various benefits to be fair across pay, whether men or women. You know, that's a lot of interesting topic that's happening now. So I make sure that I'm very keen on my awareness when I'm recruiting people. So I consider myself to be a vessel of change for ending discrimination, prejudices, biases that harm the fabric of America being great.
I love it. A vessel of change. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. You have had a very successful career in higher ed as adjunct faculty member and then now as the director of staff development in the great city of Philadelphia, my city. What has been the greatest impact of your EdD on your career?
So I always wanted to be a doctor ever since I was a little girl. And I went from wanting to be a dentist to wanting to be a psychiatrist, but I just found my niche in being a doctor. And I say industrial organizational psychology, as you say. So I consider my whole life and my education career span to be a role model for others. I sometimes speak to little girls in my community that I grew up from Frankfurt section of Philadelphia and let them know that I walked these same streets and how I grew on to progress from going to Philadelphia High School for Girls, one of the best high schools. We just celebrate our 175th anniversary, and then went on to Morgan State University representing the HBCUs. And then transition on to PCOM and Drexel. So my life is like a working model. And then a lot of people who I'm around, I inspire them to go back to school, finish their bachelor's degree, finish their master's degree, or even go further to pursue their doctorate degrees. Some of the students who I teach, they come back to me and say, Dr. Brown, you inspired me by being my teacher. And now I'm enrolling into a doctorate program because I want to get my letters and my stripes too and make a positive change. So I think that the EdD impacted me on how I impact others from being a role model. They say, practice what you preach. And also My degree allowed me to work in prominent organizations, like working for the best schools and medical schools of the city of Philadelphia, Thomas Jefferson University, and the Ivy League school, University of Pennsylvania. That's a lot. Like, I just have that on your resume, open up doors for you. And just to have a doctorate degree for a lot of positions I apply for, that's also a major requirement. And I'm glad I was able to achieve. So that just allows me to be able to manage educational programs and training and professional development programs very efficiently, effectively.
That's beautiful and definitely inspirational. So what's next for you professionally? What do you have left to do?
This question, of all the questions, this question is really a challenge because I've been looking and analyzing, like, what am I going to do next? Every birthday, I buy something big or do something big. And I accomplished so much in life, like at an early age. And I'm looking at things and where I want to do now. So I will be a year at the city in January. I'm like, you know, still learning and growing. I hear people, I was here 50 years, 30 years, 40 years. I'm only a newbie. And so I want to build that longevity at an organization because I come from a family that work at organizations for 50 years, my father, and 25 years, my mother. So I want to learn and grow and develop in my position and continue to do training and professional development programs here at the city. I also want to continue to be an adjunct professor. I love teaching, and I love to continue to do teaching aspects that has anything to do with leadership skills, organizational development, leadership, and human resource development. I was thinking about becoming a member of SHRM and also getting my certifications for human resource degrees. My boss and me worked on a plan. We said, let's, you know, dig deeper into the position and then work on getting my certifications, because they have a way that you can do a program here and I might not have to go to school and to complete the program. I could do the training and take the test. So that's something that we're working on. And I also was like, I think I really need to have my own consulting company or something as well. But it's just so much and a lot to think of, consider, because I'm still trying to evaluate, see what my next step is. But I know it's going to be helping others continue their educational career goals and aspirations.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. We want to hear how the vessel of change that you are continues to really impact others in the city and beyond. We do have a few lighter questions for you that we want to transition to. So if you could only choose one, what superpower would you select?
I would love to fly. I love to see the world. And I'm like well renowned in travel, but there's so many places I still want to see. So to be able to fly and go all over the world, I would love to do that.
Love it.
Well, I know you have a love of the arts. Tell us, what has been the best live performance, a concert, a play, etc., that you've seen recently?
Well, since you said recently, because my favorite singer is Tamia, but I haven't seen her since 2018. Every time she come here, I see her. But recently, I saw for the first time, I love R&B, I saw Jodeci this summer in August at the concert. It was him, SWV, and Drew Hill. And I've seen Drew Hill and SWV a couple of times, and I liked them as well. But Jodeci was my favorite R&B male group since like 91, 92, and I lost it when I saw them, so I was so excited.
All right, great groups. A lot of artists are coming back now after the pandemic who haven't performed in a long time, and that's really great to see. How would you describe your perfect day?
I think my perfect day will be waking up on vacation. I say, I want to go to Africa. I wanted my feet to touch the motherland before I leave this earth. So I'll say waking up on a continent of Africa, watching a beautiful sunrise and being able to do like an amazing tour where I can go out on the water and like ride up and down the Nile River and see different countries there, and then be able to do something and learn more about the culture. Like if you see in the back, I have this rug from Nelson Mandela's home that my boss brought me from Jefferson. So I said, I got gifts from there. I want to put my feet down on the ground there and get my own gifts and do some shopping in the village and things like that to be able to bring things back so I can have a connection to where we came from.
That is beautiful. I hope you make it, and you're gonna have to decide which country or countries, because the largest continent you wanna visit. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure to have EDD alumnus Dr. Natasha Brown on Impact today. Thank you so much, Dr. Brown, for sharing with us. We are always incredibly honored and excited to hear the amazing ways our EDD alums are having an impact in the world. Dr. Brown's bio will be posted with the link to this episode on our EDD program website. Thank you again.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Enjoy the rest of your day, and good luck to the EDD program to continue to be a successful program.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you for tuning into Impact. We look forward to the next episode where we hear from other alums about the impact that earning a Drexel EDD has had on their professional practice, research, policy changes in the larger society. Goodbye for now.